Yes. Okay, the question has to do with the fact that we have private voting. It's in secret. But yet we have all this data telling us that people of certain ages and education levels vote in a certain way. Most of this comes from exit polling, where pollsters go and poll people as they're leaving the voting booth. There are something called the National Election Study, I believe it's called, which is a very substantial statistical study done after every election to try to tease out these demographic patterns. I don't know what this, again, I'm not a statistician, so I don't know what the margin of error would be and how good those are. Certainly we have problems to deal with. Some people are going to answer those questions, others aren't. Some may not answer them honestly. We know from that the actual pre-election polling was very accurate this time. The Bradley effect that people thought might come into play didn't. The effect of people telling pollsters that they were going to vote for an African-American candidate and then they go into the voting booth and they don't do it, as evidently happened at one time in a California gubernatorial race, that didn't happen this time. So those polls are pretty good. But pollsters in the national election studies and these exit polling, they have to take into account that certain people are not going to answer, and they're going to have to try to figure out algorithms to figure out how those people would have voted. And I don't think there's any way to go back after the fact and test to see how accurate those were. We can test pre-election polling, the election tests it, but we can't test the post-election polling. So I really don't know. I just have to rely on the works of others and hope that they're relatively accurate, but I can't vouch for it, really. And I don't know if anyone... I know some people in here know more about polling than I do. If anyone does, please help us answer that question. Anyone want to? Okay, well, I'll move on to some other issues. Yes?